This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Medical professionals say time is brain. So when a patient displays stroke-like symptoms, it's critical to rapidly confirm the symptoms, but also identify the type of stroke, its location, and the extent of brain damage, as treatment decisions really hinge on all these issues. We'll hear with more on all of this is Dr. Carmen Martinez, Assistant Professor of Clinical Neurology and part of the Comprehensive Stroke Center at Upstate Medical University, and registered nurse Catherine Stevens. She's Assistant Director of Nursing and the Stroke Program Administrator at Upstate Medical University as well. Thank you both for coming in.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
So when someone is having a stroke, how do we know? Kathy, what are the signs and symptoms of stroke?
Well, we ask that patients and members of the community watch for signs and symptoms using an acronym, FAST. So if you have noticed somebody or yourself having problems with the face, we look for a droop on one side of the face. We also look for arms, meaning their arm is or their weakness in the arm. Is there difficulty, S, with speech? And then lastly, trying to remember that time is brain. So we ask you that you remember FAST and try to get to the hospital quickly by calling 911. There are other signs and symptoms of stroke, such as dizziness and confusion and sudden onset of very severe headache that are also big warning signs. But FAST does cover the majority of most strokes that patients would need to get to the hospital.
That's a key acronym. Dr. Martinez, why is it so important? We've been alluding to this idea of time is brain. Why is it so important to do this quickly?
Time is very critical because when you have an acute stroke, there is some medication that can be given to the patient. And there is a very specific time window within which this medication can be provided to the patient in order to decrease the disability that this patient may have while he's having a stroke.
Okay, we're going to talk specifically about the kinds of treatments, but very quickly, what should the patient do then, Dr. Martinez?
The thing that I tell the patients and the family members is, as soon as you start having any of the symptoms of a stroke, sudden onset of weakness, numbness, difficulty speaking, difficulty swallowing, kindly look at the clock, see what time it is, so we know it's very critical for us to know when was the last time that the patient was known well or when was the time that the symptoms started. Because we have, for most of the patients, 3 hours in order to intervene. And sometimes we can extend that for the clotbuster medication up to 4.5 hours.
So for clotbusters, for 4.5, we'll get to that. But the point is, they need to, if they think they are experiencing a stroke, as Kathy pointed out with FAST, they should look at the clock or look at their watch and have someone should help define when it started so that you have some sense of the parameters of time.
That is essential.
So what should they do? Should they go right to 911 and should they ever transport themselves? Catherine, should they ever transport themselves directly to a stroke center?
Absolutely, to call 911. What's important about calling 911 is that EMS is able to provide our specialized emergency medical providers can be right on the scene and start treatment and get things moving quickly so that when the patient is transported to our emergency department, we're already waiting there, ready to take care of them.
What happens, Dr. Martinez, on arrival to a designated stroke center like yours?
Well, I can speak for our institution. What we do is, as soon as we get notified that there is a patient with a possible stroke syndrome, what we do is that we activate a very organized pathway where there is a stroke code that is activated immediately. A neurology physician is already in the ER waiting for the patient or readily available to examine the patient. From that moment after the patient is examined, there are many things that are going on at the same time. The nurses are getting all the IVs. The patient is taking blood samples because there are many things that has to happen at that particular
to help with the diagnosis of where it's located, what kind of stroke.
The patient goes immediately to the CAT scan. And once we have all that information available, which is only a couple of minutes,
really?
yes.
That is rapid.
It is.
Yes. We get everything done, blood samples, neurology physician evaluation, CAT scan, immediate CAT scan evaluation, because we have to determine if this is an ischemic stroke or if this is a hemorrhagic stroke, meaning that a blood vessel burst and that patient has a completely different pathway of evaluation and treatment.
So a blockage is different than a burst vessel.
Yes.
And that is how you make the distinction, and that's important in terms of the treatment path.
Yes.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's Health Link on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with neurologist Dr. Carmen Martinez and registered nurse Catherine Stevens. We're talking about stroke. So what makes a place either a designated stroke center or, in your case, a comprehensive stroke program?
Certainly. So there are some very fine primary stroke centers in the throughout the country and certainly in our area. There needs to be, in order to become a comprehensive stroke center, there needs to be a coordinated care that you would be able to provide from the very onset when the patient arrives through all possible treatments, up to and including things such as interventional therapies, where we can actually go into the blood vessel, remove the clot, open up that vessel so that the brain that's not getting enough oxygen will get it. So those are things that we're ready and able to do as part of this comprehensive care. And we have a pathway that takes the patient, just as Dr. Martinez so eloquently put, we can get the patient through to those therapies if that is what's necessary once we have our treatments. Additionally, comprehensive stroke centers have three, in our case, we have three levels of neuroscience-specific care. So we have a 14-bed neuroscience ICU, and a 13-bed intermediate care level, a 19-bed floor with telemetry capabilities, as well as over 200 nurses that work in those areas. We have interventional radiology nurses and ED nurses, and all of them are trained in the specialized care of stroke. It's a pretty big undertaking to make sure that you've given education to that large of a team. And we have over 20 neurologists who specialize in the care of stroke. So that's a really big plus as well. And additionally, we have an acute care rehab right on the premises. So we're able to take the patient from the time the incident occurs through the very rigorous rehab that can happen to help the patient return to their best
possible
state.
It is truly comprehensive.
It really
and
is.
And it's multidisciplinary.
Oh,
it sounds
absolutely.
Like you have all kinds of rehab people as well as neurologists and nurses and interventional radiologists, basically representing the whole gamut
absolutely.
Of and subspecialties you would need.
We have our pharmacist is on call, and the CAT scan technicians are on call and part of that stroke team and stroke code, as well as spiritual care. We make sure that our spiritual care providers actually respond to the stroke codes, because the family really is so distraught at that time, and we want to make sure that we're providing for them as well.
That's incredibly important. Agreed. Dr. Martinez, you mentioned very eloquently just a few minutes ago the differences are key in terms of the type of stroke, in terms of treatment. Just briefly give us an overview of what's the difference with a clot that's caused the stroke versus a hemorrhage that's caused the stroke.
There are two different types of strokes. One is when you have a clot that is obstructing the flow to a particular part of the brain. And the other one is where a particular blood vessel completely bursts and you start bleeding into your brain. The signs are basically indistinguishable for the patient. The major difference is that maybe one can have more headache than the other, but it doesn't matter. Just if you have any type of neurological symptoms, please, please call 911. Look at the clock, call 911 immediately, and don't try to drive. You can get stuck in traffic. There are many things that could happen. Just call 911, and we will be here in Upstate. We're going to be able to provide the best quality of care that you can have if you're having a stroke.
If you have a clot, what do you do for that person?
What we do is that we have, as I explained, the treatment options, we can have the clot buster medication, and that's the determination that we make right after the CAT scan.
So you do the testing, you find out there's a clot, you give them clot buster medication, and that can dissolve the clot? And
It may dissolve the clot, but the care doesn't stop there. We keep following that patient, and then based on our clinical examination with the neurology physician is in the ER and is evaluating the patient, we can make a determination if this is this may be a small clot or if this is an occlusion of a large artery in the brain, because in that way, if that is the situation, this patient can have an endovascular treatment, which basically consists of putting a catheter in one of your arteries and trying to go to where the clot is located and disrupting that.
Actually, so, physically disrupting the clot, so not just using medication.
Yes. So, well, there are different types. I'm not going to get into that, but basically what the point that we want or the goal is to destroy that clot and reperfuse the brain.
Okay, I don't want to run out of time. We just have a few seconds left. If it's a hemorrhage, what do you do real quick?
If it's a hemorrhage, this patient is immediately evaluated. He's transferred to the ICU. There is a huge neurosurgery department that is available to provide the medical care that this patient have.
So they might have need surgical intervention, but basically, by doing all these things as quickly as you do and as carefully as you do, you can prevent a lot of subsequent brain damage that often came with stroke for years and years.
And a lot
of
that is provided in the neuro ICU. Where
yes, and I would like to say that our goal is to take that patient who unfortunately had a stroke, to put this patient back to what he was doing before. Well, that's our major goal.
I'm sure that's everybody's goal, and certainly the patient's goal and the family's goal. And I thank you so much for coming in. My guests have been Dr. Carmen Martinez. She is Assistant Professor of Clinical Neurology and part of the Comprehensive Stroke Team at Upstate Medical University, and registered nurse Catherine Stevens. Also, she's the administrator for the stroke program at the Upstate Medical University as well. Very, very helpful, very hopeful information. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.